How do music and movement relate in contemporary ballet? Music can be composed for dance moves, dance can be created from music, and sometimes they're created independently, coming together on the stage. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more.
Choreographer Kevin O'Day says his longtime collaboration with composer John King has allowed a lot of independence in their work. Often, movements are not set to the music, as in traditional dance, but are timed to coincide periodically.
There's a duration from beginning to end and meeting points.
Their work for BalletX's 2016 spring series, called Time Curves, is a contemporary ballet with live original music, played by a cellist on stage with additional electronic elements.
There'll be one segment of this particular piece that's 6 minutes long, and there are meeting points each minute. There's a fixed cue that the cellist plays at each minute, but in between it's very free.
Freedom that gives rise to serendipitous moments, perhaps a musical accent coinciding with a sudden movement by a dancer. The heightened awareness between musicians and dancers also changes the audience experience.
With leaving independence and space between sound and movement also allows the possibility of independence between interpreter and viewer, and that space for them to meet and for people to feel something that might be uniquely theirs.
O'Day is artistic director of the Kevin O'Day Ballet National Theatre, Mannheim. He's created dozens of ballets with John King, whose works also include operas, chamber music, and songs.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.